Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Khotato Sibopela with Prince of Peace. That's our God. He certainly is a Prince of Peace. And let's try this again. Like I said, I've got Reverend Carl Farouf, who is the CEO of Radio Pulpit, as well as Charles Van Onselen, sorry about that, who's the Sales and Business Solutions Manager at Radio Pulpit. Gentlemen, good afternoon and welcome.
Oh, good day. Thank you very much for the opportunity.
We got this right this time. Mm-hmm. Charles, good afternoon. Still there?
Good afternoon, Luca, to you and the listeners. Great to be on air. Thank you for the opportunity.
Really, really amazing to have you with me this afternoon. Like I said earlier on, Radio Pulpit has joined hands with Moody's Bible Institute in Chicago, USA, to offer high-quality Bible enrichment courses locally. And I think I must start with you, Rev Carl. Tell me, because this is such an amazing development for Radio Pulpit. Maybe if you can just keep us on the know, how did it all start?
Well, when I studied theology at University of Pretoria, we learned about the Moody Bible Institute and the wonderful work that Moody did in the 1800s to become one of the most acclaimed missionary organizations in the world. So a few years ago, I attended the NRB conference in Nashville in the USA, and then the Moody Bible Institute had a big exhibition there.
Okay.
Of course, I showed some interest, and they invited me over to Chicago, and I went there. And, you know, I was immediately struck with the fantastic work that they are doing there and the high quality of biblical training that they do for missionaries all over the world. And there was a dream in my heart for more than a decade to form a satellite campus of Moody Bible Institute at Radio Pulpit.
Wow.
And then in 2023, myself and Charles and Reverend Remy Damos, we visited them. And we negotiated actually the first out of USA satellite campus for Moody Bible Institute at Radio Pulpit, and we are planning to launch that in March this year.
Oh, wow. I must say, Rev, with it being the start of the year and there's a lot of these institutions just popping up that some we don't know, I think it's a bit comforting to hear it goes literally way back as the 1800s. I'm just like, what? It's been around for that long?
Yes, since the 1800s.
Wow. So tell me, Rev, how does this initiative then fit into Radio Pulpit's vision?
Well, you know very well, and I think our listeners as well, that our vision is to facilitate a meaningful relationship with Jesus Christ. That is what we want to do. So as such, we help believers and teachers and other people in ministry to have also a deepened and enriching relationship with Jesus Christ, but especially with the Bible as well, the Bible of Jesus Christ.
Mm.
So at Radio Pulpit, we are more than just a radio station. We see ourselves as a ministry rather than a radio station. And we are called to serve the church, the whole body of Christ in South Africa and beyond.
Wow.
We are also very much mindful of the fact that affordable and accessible Bible-based training is really a need in South Africa.
Mm.
So we wanted to launch a qualified series of courses together with an established international partner, one of the best in the world, the Moody Bible Institute.
Mm.
And we plan to facilitate this as soon as possible, and we're planning for March this year.
You put a smile on my face when you talked about its affordability. We will discuss that a bit later on, but you certainly did, because just the other day I was registering and I must have had a bit of a lump in my throat because I'm like, oh, this is a lot of money just to go back to school. The prices we pay to, you know, gain so much knowledge.
Yes.
Now, let me move on to Charles. Charles, welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thanks, Luca. Great to be with you.
So tell me, Charles, what type of courses do you then plan to offer?
Yeah, so we're very excited to facilitate the following courses by Moody Bible Institute. And we've got a range of these enrichment courses that we aim to offer in the first year, ranging from basic Christian doctrine through to Bible study methods and hermeneutics, as well as a servo or an overview, oversight of the New Testament, preaching, evangelism, etc., etc. There's quite a few courses that we are excited to look at. And again, this is all in the interest of facilitating a deepened understanding of God's Word, the Bible, so that we can all minister more effectively as His servants.
Love to hear that. Now, Rev Carl, tell me, how and where will training take place?
It will actually be very easy. You know, students who register with us will receive direct access to the Moody Internet online portal. And that will be accessed and identified by a unique Radio Pulpit login code.
Oh.
So as part of the unique proposition that we will give, we also plan to have a facilitator do the course present in person at the Radio Pulpit Lecture Hall once a week in Kilner Park, Pretoria. Now, this facilitator will be available to students not only at Radio Pulpit once a week, but also throughout the week online to help with any tutoring, queries, or support that might be required. So basically, it is an online course,
okay.
But we have an in-person facilitator once a week at Radio Pulpit to facilitate any questions, access, and problems, and to have discussion groups of the lecture material.
Wow. I like that, Rev Carl, I'll tell you, because as a person who's done a lot of online studying, it can get really complicated, and sometimes you really just want answers. So if you're able to meet up with someone in person, then you can ask all those questions that you might not necessarily be able to navigate on the net.
Yes, and you know what? We have gotten approval from Moody Bible Institute that Charles, who's with me in this interview, he is the first accredited Moody, shall we say, tutor.
Wow.
In South Africa. So he worked on behalf of Moody Bible Institute to be the facilitator of this course.
Oh, man.
The rest of the courses to follow, yes.
That's great news. Charles, let's get back to you. Will students receive a certificate of completion from Moody?
Yeah, no, for sure. So that's also something we're very excited about, Luca, is that students can receive a U.S. Recognized certificate of completion, successful completion of the certificate. We must state, though, of course, you know, by way of just disclaimer, that the certificate is not currently recognized locally in SA by our academic institutions for ordination of qualification. However, the creditworthiness of an academic standard of an internationally recognized institution such as Moody, in terms of its particular theological standing and depth that these guys have fostered since 1886, cannot be overlooked. Moody Bible Institute was founded, as I just mentioned, now in 1886 and educates approximately 2,000 students per year.
Wow.
So they are well established, they are strong in the word, and they've got a proven track record, which we know can add tremendous value to anyone who wants to come and minister through the Moody Bible Institute enrichment course.
Oh, that's really, really great. I think that's just one of the things we want, Charles, to make sure that you've got something to prove. You know, I really did this course and I've got something to prove. Let me get back to you, Reverend Carl. And I think I love that this next question is yours, because you mentioned that it's at affordable prices. So if listeners are interested in these courses, what will they be looking at in terms of costs?
Yeah, we really tried our best to make it as affordable as possible. And we are very happy with the Moody people, because they really were very lenient to make it, especially for us in South Africa, affordable. So basically, each course will be approximately 12 weeks long, you know, 3 months. So each enrichment course will cost you 750 Rand.
Okay.
That is the very, very affordable price for high-quality international enrichment courses.
Definitely.
So, of course, there will be other courses that will follow after the first one, and for every course, it will be 750 Rand. So just take note that some of these courses, it's got more than one module, so of course then it will be extra cost, but as far as possible, we try to keep it at 750 Rand for the 12-week enrichment course.
Maybe, Reverend Carl, if I can just throw you in the deep end there a little bit, maybe Charles could even take on this one. You are mentioning that many other courses will follow thereafter. What I want clarity on is, so this course is going to run for 12 weeks. In the next 12 weeks or whichever intake you'll be having, will you be still doing the same course, or will you be introducing a new course?
Yeah.
Well,
so,
Charles,
Carl,
I think
sorry.
You should take that one.
Yeah, thank you, Carl. So we will have the same course that initially we'll start with the first year courses.
Okay.
As I've mentioned, some of them now. And upon completion, then we'll roll over to second quarter or second year courses, depending on the progress of the student.
Okay.
But the idea is obviously to retain the first year and to continue on with that as foundational and the first semester course. So whenever anyone enters, so you can enter at any stage.
Okay.
And we'll obviously tailor it the best way possible. But ideally, we want to try to start everyone on the same semester, you know, so that one can create a nice rhythm and a flow and have a proper group of students who complete the first semester together. But the idea is to have this ongoing for years and years to come. So students do not fear if they cannot make the first semester, but we would strongly advise, see if you can come in on the first one already, because this is going to be really life-changing and enriching.
Yeah, I'm happy with that response. That's exactly what I was looking for to say. So if I miss it on the first intake, then what happens? So it's very, very clear. Again, Charles, what must listeners then do to show their interest in the Radio Pulpit and Moody Bible Institute enrichment courses?
So very simply, Luca, interested listeners can simply WhatsApp the word study to our studio WhatsApp line, which is 082-657-2729. 082-657-2729, just the word study. And that's it. And once we receive that WhatsApp from them, WhatsApp with the word study in it to 082-657-2729, we'll send them an evaluation form link as soon as possible. In the meantime, those who are on email and would prefer just sending me an email can also do that. Charles@radiopulpit.co.za. Charles@radiopulpit.co.za. But the WhatsApp again, very easy, very simply, just the word study to 082-657-2729 if anyone's interested, which we hope and believe, because this is like a game changer.
It is.
Really worthwhile for that amount of money. I tell you, I've been looking at international studies before myself because I also enjoy studying, and it's way expensive, eh? So this is a great way to get a foot in the door and just to let a little bit of the cat out of the bag and a little bit of a peep into our future plans. Carl, if I may, I think we're so excited to say that we've got big dreams and plans for this going forward for even greater qualifications. But with that said, yeah, SMS or WhatsApp the word study to 082-657-2729. It'll be great to hear from you and to respond accordingly.
And as you're speaking, Charles, I've got a smile on my face because when I walked into studio this afternoon, I saw some WhatsApps with study. I was like, oh, it's rolling already. So
right.
it's looking good, definitely. So thank you so much to you and the Radio Pulpit team for such beautiful initiatives. I must say, I had known also about this a long time ago. I'd probably have pursued it because, you know, that desire to study, there's always a desire to study. And especially now we're doing it, you know, for Christian content. I think we study a whole lot of things just to buy time, but it's really beautiful to know that we can. And more WhatsApps are coming, by the way. So I'm really, really glad that I'll definitely be one of the people enrolling within the year.
Excellent.
Gentlemen, thank you so much for your time. Really, really had a great chat with you.
Thank you very much for the opportunity, and we hope that the listeners will respond quickly.
They definitely are already. Thank you so much, Rev Carl, and thanks to you, Charles.
Thanks, Luca. Thank you. Appreciate it. Thanks.
So let us know if you're interested in the Radio Pulpit and Moody Bible Institute enrichment courses. Visit our website at radiopulpit.co.za for more information, or SMS the word study to 37871, or alternatively, WhatsApp the word study to 082-657-2729, and we will send you a link to click on and complete.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729, and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
The Word for You Today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the Word for You Today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and I Am Youth app. which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882 and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.